We are in Simin Shin Yud Ches, and we are up to Sif Dalid. We will not be doing the entire Sif Dalid. We'll be doing half of it. Now we're going deeper into the Malacha of Bishul. The Mishnah, towards the end of Shabbos, gives us a halacha that has been paraphrased. It's not mamish the lashon of the Gemara, ein bishul achar bishul, which means that the malacha of bishul is to take raw food and cook that. To go ahead and reheat food would not be the malacha of bishul. The basic idea being that we define the malacha of bishul as taking something raw and turning it into something cooked. Whereas if you're taking something cooked and just heating it up, that would not be the malacha of bishul. Now, nevertheless, we find that the Rosh is medayik in Rashi, that Rashi shita is to differentiate between solids and liquids. That Rashi holds that when you're dealing with a solid, once the solid has been cooked, it has changed its form, and even if it cools down, it is obviously cooked food. When you're dealing with a liquid, the only thing that stands out in a cooked liquid is the fact that it's hot. Whereas once it cools down, it could have been raw. That means that the bishul is not really nicker when you're dealing with something cold that cools down. As a result of that, Rashi shita is that a dover gush, a solid food, there we say ein bishul achar bishul. When you're dealing with a dover lach, something liquid, there, even though it was mavushal, if it was nitstanein, if it cooled down, ain bishal achar bishal. Excuse me, then yesh bishal achar bishal. Then by reheating it, you're not just reheating it, but we call that recooking it. This is the shita of Rashi. However, it is the shita of the Rashba and possibly the Rambam that even in a dover lach, we say ain bishal achar bishal. That anything that's been cooked, there's no isser in heating it up once again. There is a third shita, and that is the shita of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that even in a liquid, we would say ein bishul achar bishul, unless that when you reheat it, you're not just reheating it, but you're actually making it taste better. When I say taste better, I don't mean that it tastes better hot, but you're actually improving the flavor because the bishul not only heats, but the bishul affects a change in it. So according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, if I take a liquid that's been cooked and it cooled off, and now I want to reheat it, if all I'm really going to accomplish is reheating it and nothing more, on that we would say in bishul achar bishul. Whereas if my reheating it goes and makes it taste better, there the halacha would be that we would say yesh bishul achar bishul. Now understand that this is only true of a liquid. In the case of a solid, once it's been fully cooked, everybody will agree, ein bishul achar bishul, even if my cooking further is going to make it taste better. So that the halacha is, take for example, say potatoes. When potatoes are soft, they're fully cooked. So we would say that if you cook potatoes on Shabbos, someone takes a raw potato, he cooks it and makes them, boils them up until they're soft, he's chayiv. He's made them a vushel called sarko. Someone else goes now, puts them on the fire Friday night, and they're on the fire the whole Shabbos. The next morning, we call it cholent. It has a totally different flavor. The halacha will be that he is still potter, because ein bishul achar bishul. A potato is a dover yovish. A potato is a solid. A solid, ein bishul achar bishul, even though the second bishul made it taste better. This is what we call mitstamik v'yofalo. By allowing it to cook more, you're making it taste better. Nevertheless, midaraisa, you are potter, because ein bishul achar bishul. Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying that in the case of a lach, in the case of a liquid, it is not so. There, further cooking it will constitute bishul if it cooled off in between. So we need both conditions. Condition one, it is a liquid that cooled down, and condition two, that you didn't only reheat it, but you actually cooked it further. Those are the three shitas here. In terms of the Mechaber shita, we're about to see, he brings two of the three. In terms of the Ramaz shita, That we're going to see later, but the Mishnah Berurah brings it up already here. The Ramah's Shita is that if it cooled off completely, there's Bishal Achar Bishal Balach. If it didn't cool off completely, we don't say Bishal Achar Bishal Balach. Not so, according to the Mechaber that we're going to see. The Mechaber's Shita is that as long as it is no longer Yad Soledis, but we say Yesh Bishal Achar Bishal Balach. We're going to get into the reasoning behind the Mechaber and the Ramah later when the Ramah actually brings up his Shita. So let's see Sif Dalad now. The Tavshil Shin is Bashal called Sarko. Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul Im Nitztani. A Tavshil, which means that it's got something liquid, it has liquid in it. A Tavshil is a stew that was Nizbashal called Sarko. It was fully cooked. Yesh bo mishum bishul, you'll be chayiv for bishul im nitztanin if it is cooled off. The definition of tzonin is that it is no longer yad soledes bo. That means that if you can easily keep your finger in it now, the halacha will be that if you reheat it, according to the Mechaber, you're chayiv. Says the Ramah, hagoh v'yeshomim dafka im nitztamik v'yofalo. The Ramah over here brings the Shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim that this is only in something that is mitztamek v'yafalo. The Mechaber is clearly paskening like Rashi, that yesh bishlach habishal balach. The Ramah here would sound like he's holding like Rabbeinu Yeruchim, but once again we find later that he says otherwise. Says the Mechaber now. I think I should add something. According to the Mechaber then, so for Sfardim who go with the Mechaber, once a liquid is no longer Yad Soledes, halacha is there's an Isur Daraisa of cooking it again. The Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halachas is a Chiddush. He says, according to the Mechaber Shita, what happens if you have a liquid that was fully cooked and is still hot, but you transferred it to a Keli Sheni? If you now put it back, if you now go ahead and put it back on the stove and cook it up, you're going to be chayiv mishum bishul. According to this, you're going to be chayiv mishum bishul. This is a very big chiddush that the Mechaber Shita is going to be that even something that's lo nitztanin, but if you put it into a keli sheni, it loses its status of being cooked. It's called sonin in halacha, and if you put it back now on the fire, you're going to be chayiv mishum bishul. Okay, now we go further. Vimlon nisbashal kol tzarko. How about a food that was not nisbashal kol tzarko? Vafilu nisbashal kamachol ben drosoy. Even though it is edible, it was cooked partially. We already discussed ben drosoy back in the halachas of Shehiya. Ben drosoy was a bandit. He was always on the go, and as a result of it, he would eat his food as long as it was edible, even though it was edible al yedei adchak only. He didn't wait to cook his food up completely. Machlokas, we saw, if it is a third-way cook, halfway cook, but even though the food is edible, making it fully cooked, you're chayiv for. Shayach bo bishul. Afilu ba'odah roteach. Even though it's still hot. Now what's this? This means like this. And Bemis, this is another big machlokas rishonim. The halacha is on Shabbos if you take raw food and cook it. At what point are you chayiv? If you cook it to the point that it is edible ayedei adchak, which is machol ben drosoy, the halach is you are chayiv chatos. One could easily have said then, if I'm chayiv chatos, it's called cooked. If it's called cooked, if I now go and further cook it on Shabbos, I'll be potter, because ain't bishul achar bishul, we're dealing with a solid. The Rashba actually holds like that. The Rashba Shita is, ain't bishul achar bishul, once it got to the level of machol ben drosoy. However, many Rishonim disagree with that. Many Rishonim say that something, and they were medayik this in the Rambam, that something that has not been cooked cold sarko, even though you were chayiv for bishul to bring it up to the level of machol ben drosoy, until it is mevushal cold sarko, until your average person would eat this lichatchila, every added bit of bishul, you're chayiv for midaraisa. Now, many Rishonim hold like the Rashba. It's anyone who holds that that paskins like Hananya back in the halachas of Shehiya and Chazora, that you're allowed to do chazora on something once it was cooked kamachol ben drosoy, they are certainly holding that there's no iser of bishul achar bishul for something that was cooked kamachol ben drosoy. If they hold that if you took it off the fire when it was cooked kamachol ben drosoy, you're allowed to put it back, then obviously they're holding that you're not chayiv for bishul there. The Bir Halacha points this out. So all of those Rishonim are obviously holding that there's no bishul achar bishul already from machol ben drosoy. However, there are machmirim and the machaber paskins l'chumra. The machaber paskins that once it was cooked kamachol ben drosoy, although you're chayiv, we don't call it mevushal called tsarko, and you're chayiv for cooking it further. The Mishtabura says you could not even be makel by way of asking a non-Jew to put it back. If something wasn't cooked called tsarko, it was cooked kamachol ben drosoy, you should not ask a non-Jew to put it back on the fire because of bishul achar bishul. Because of bishul, not, there's no bishul achar bishul in a salad, just because of bishul. B'dievet, if someone did it, then we can rely on all of those Rishonim who are makel. But l'chatchila, you can't even do it by way of a non-Jew. Okay, now we go further. V'hani milish yesh bishul achar bishul. When did we say at the beginning of the sif that there is bishul achar bishul? Betavshel sheyesh bo morok. That's a stew that happens to have gravy. Aval dover shenisbashel kvar v'hu yavesh. Something that's already been cooked and is dry. Muter lishroso bechamin b'shabes. You are allowed to go and soak it in hot water on Shabbos. V'hu dover yavesh shalon isbashem lefnei haShabbos. Whereas if it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, ein shorin osa b'chamin b'Shabbos, then you're not allowed to soak it on Shabbos. Aval medichin osa b'chamin b'Shabbos, you can pour onto it. Now, what does this mean? So it means like this: if you're talking about something that it was nisbashel kol tsarko, now you want to go ahead and put it back on the fire. Midoraisa, that's mutter. Midrabanan, that's aser. Those are the halachas of chazara that we saw in Reish Nun Gimel. How about putting it into a keli sheni? So that's what is mutter. It means something solid that was nisbashel called sarko. Now you're allowed to go ahead and put it into a keli sheni. Something that was not nisbashel before Shabbos, you're not allowed to go and put it into a keli sheni. But you can pour from a keli sheni onto it. Now, what happens if something before Shabbos was soaked in a keli rishon, but not on the fire? You just put it there. Is that also considered mevushal, and you can do whatever you want? So lemaisa, there's a machlokas aposkim, and the Mishnah Berurah says tov lahachmir, that we only say ein bishul achar bishul for something that was actually cooked on the fire, not something that was put in a keli rishon shalo ala esh. If you want to go ahead and put it into a keli sheni now, you could. Now, a dover yavesh that was never cooked, so there you could not even put it into a keli sheni because of mechsika mevashel, whereas you were allowed to rinse it off from a keli sheni. Now, we're throwing around these terms of keli rishon and keli sheni. There are a few things that we really have to know. The pashtus is that midoraisa, all that cooks is a keli rishon, a keli rishon al ha'esh for sure. A keli rishon shalo al ha'esh is a machlokas aposkin. The pashtus is we hold that a keli rishon shalo al ha'esh still cooks midoraisa. That means if I take a pot of hot water, take it off the stove, and put raw food into it, I'm still chayev mishum bishel. How about irui, pouring from a keli rishon onto raw food? So there we hold that irui is mevashel kedei kalipa, that irui will cook the outer part of the food itself. So that's an issur d'oraisa. In terms of an actual chiyuv, so there it would really have to cook a shear in order to be chayiv. A keli sheni. So there we're going to see that, generally speaking, a keli sheni is not mevashel. There are isurim d'rabbanon of putting raw food into it because of mechsika mevashel, but a keli sheni is not mevashel. The halacha is a keli sheni is not mevashel. But cooked food you could put into a keli sheni. There are going to be some exceptions. In the case of a Dover Lach that was Nisbashel Kol Tzarko and then cooled down, the halacha is that even though you can't put it into a Keli Rishon according to the Machaber, into a Keli Sheni you could put it. A Keli Sheni, there will neither be a Mechsek and Mavashel, nor will we have to be Choshish that a Keli Sheni is Mavashelit. This is what we get so far from the Machaber, and we'll continue in this sif tomorrow.